Clarinda continues their win streak into Week 8 after their 50-14 win over Cheriton in Week 7. The Cardinals now have won 3 straight games as they have continued to rely on the passing game and close out the box on defense. Coach Hanifin is proud of the offensive efficiency these last few weeks and looks to continue with that efficiency this week.
Yeah, you know, Clark came in here a couple 2 weeks ago, and it's a good football team, and we controlled the line of scrimmage there and did a good job and pulled out the W. And last week going over to Cheriton, and we knew what they were going to try to do. They were going to try to run the football, but we did a good job of stopping that. So then they went to the passing game a little bit, and we did a great job in that too. And then offensively, they just load the box with around 9 guys at times, and we still ran for around 430 yards. So our guys just played physical. Our backs were physical, and the other part was that was good for us was our passing game was very. We got back to being very efficient in our passing game and completing the routes in the game that we needed to.
The running game has continued to be the big key success for the Cardinals, especially in their last game against Cheriton. Dominic Posey rushed for a total of 170 yards and even had 2 touchdowns to add to the board. Posey has averaged 123 yards per game, and he has had over 800 yards rushing this season. He did not do it alone, as Carson Downey came to his aid and added on 138 yards and 2 touchdowns in the game as well. The combination is just one element of the Cardinals' success this season.
Yeah, our coaching staff does a pretty good job of trying to balance those two and try to keep them as fresh as possible. Both those guys play both ways, offense and defense. So being able to rotate those guys offensively at running back, you know, we kind of joke about, you know, you get Dom coming at you head on and being physical, and all of a sudden we throw Downey in there and he does it too. So, you know, it's just a two-headed monster just going downhill, being physical and getting yards after contact.
One other element of success for Clarinda has been their defense. They have continued to limit the running game of opponents this season. Last week, Clarinda limited Cheriton to just 77 yards rushing and only 14 total points. Coach Hanifin not only has been proud of the players on the field, but also thanks his coaching staff for the level of effort that they have put into the defense this season.
Yeah, we do a great job of putting our guys in positions to be successful. And you know, we got a great D-line that can hold gaps, and we have some linebackers that are very, very physical and have some speed too, that get downhill. And, you know, like you've talked about, we've really limited the run game of almost everyone we played. And that makes them have to throw it. And then with that, you know, Coach Williams, we want to dial up pressure with those athletes. You know, passing downs is making get rid of the ball quickly. And we've done a pretty good job of that the last couple weeks. And then, you know, our D-backs have gotten better every week. Those guys out there have really shown a lot of strides in the last couple weeks here, and we know that if we can continue to get better there, we're going to be pretty good.
While Clarinda won the game overall, the Cardinals started off in the first quarter with a 22-point lead. Although they were able to hang through, the Cardinals allowed Cheriton to score and only added on 8 in the second quarter. The level of focus was not all in for Clarinda, something that they are working to improve on in Week 8.
We played 3 really good quarters the other night. The second quarter, we kind of maybe lost. We got up about 30, lost a little focus. Execution kind of started to get a little iffy. So we challenged them at halftime just about, you know, executing to perfection every time we're on the field. And that goes into, you know, this week with Centerville, we have to play 4 quarters. And that habit has to be created going later into the playoffs. You know, in playoffs, you play 3 quarters, you go home. So creating those good habits of it doesn't matter what the score is we're going to keep fighting and doing our jobs correctly.
This week, Clarinda will be taking on Centerville, which just recently lost to Van Meter 63-6. The Big Reds are led by Landon McGran in both the running and passing game on offense. McGran is 50% this season in the passing game with 877 yards and 8 touchdowns. He has also rushed for 769 yards and 9 touchdowns, as he accounts for 75% of the team's rushing touchdowns this season. Coach Hanifin knows that the quarterback is talented, but has the confidence in his defense to know that they will put a stop to McGran's rushing game.
Yeah, you said it best. He's kind of a two-headed monster, too. You know, he can throw the football, and and he can run. He's a good athlete. Watching on film, he's a lot like what we have, is kind of downhill and come at you with some speed too. So, you know, we just got to do our jobs defensively and staying in our gaps. And, you know, if we got a stunt on, make sure we're executing that, and who we're reading, trusting our keys, and just being physical up front. You know, we say it every week, and being physical and setting the line of scrimmage the way we want to set it. And if we do that, we're usually in pretty good shape.
Clarinda hosts Centerville on Friday night with a kickoff at 7 p.m. I'm Zach Callens reporting.